What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp, FightfulSelect.com Q&A for March 15th. Let's go ahead and get into the questions. A reminder, if your question isn't answered, it means I don't have the answer to it, or I can't answer it, or I'm looking for the answer to it. So let's hop right into it. Theodore says, who will Tiffany Stratton face at Mania? It certainly seemed like at one point she was poised to face Bianca, at least based on on-screen stuff. But, man, she's getting so over, I wonder if they're going to have to pivot there. Corbin says, do you know anything about the CM Punk Booker T thing? Yeah, Corey Brennan did some great reporting on that as well, and Fightful had put in our original report, we were told it was just Booker being Booker. But I know that people that Corey spoke to were not happy that that was something that he just kind of threw out there, because they weren't sure when Booker would have really had an occasion to interact with Punk in an extensive manner in that degree. But also because Punk has a noted history, and quite frankly, a bad history of those types of things. Like, this stuff led to Punk being suspended and terminated, and I've heard nothing but good things about him in NXT. I've heard nothing but helpful things about him in NXT. Asking for selfish reasons, is Forbidden Door on a Saturday or Sunday this year? I believe it will likely be on a Sunday because it is outside of football season. Update on Julia. She is set to leave Stardom. She's going to join Rossi's group. She's going to do a little bit there, and then she's going to start with WWE. Now, it's funny because when there had been reports that she was going to leave and work on her English, people in WWE were like, no? What are you talking about? That's not the case. And now we know that's not the case. Is Wendy Chu injured? Been a long time since we've seen her on TV. Yep. Slick Johnny says, any update on Fight Forever? Season 4, new names. You said Saraya was scanned in October. She hasn't made it into the game yet. Well, listen, that was about 5 months ago. And as you can tell with the Tony Storm edition, the old version, not exactly timely always. So, I don't know what to say there. They scanned more people. Where is Alexa Bliss been? She is on maternity leave. Will AEW be doing a Mania stage at All In? So the layout looks a little bit different, but I don't know yet, and it's so far away. It's over 5 months from now. But they're going to have a very, very quick like tear down an adjustment from the Taylor Swift concert. So I'll work to find out more on that. Christopher Tyler says, any update on Double or Nothing being in Vegas? No, last year there were poor ticket sales, but also aware TK likes to keep the traditions for certain shows. Yeah, but I mean, they haven't necessarily had a tradition with the venue, so to speak. So as best I know, it's still in Vegas. I don't think necessarily it's locked into T-Mobile. They've done MGM Grand Garden Arena in the past. I think it's possible they go back there. Any update on Miro? He's still sidelined with an injury that they thought he was going to be back from much sooner. And also, you know, the personal stuff as well that I'm not going to get into. Is Shayna Wayne under an AEW contract or per appearance? I would imagine it's per appearance. I haven't heard that she's on a full-time deal. Something that I hadn't even really considered. It's like, how would Nick Wayne check into a damn hotel by himself? It's something that I hadn't really considered until somebody kind of mentioned that to me. Dalton says, can you give any info on Pac's injury he just came back from? Injury, it was a medical issue, and they weren't sure they were going to get him back in the ring from that. It was a thing where it was maybe we don't get to see him again in the ring. With NFL free agency going on, we're getting years and money. DJ Reader signs with the Lions for 2 years, $27.25 million. How come we don't get that news in wrestling? Well, just a variety of reasons. There, first off, NFL is way bigger. Also, there are teams, owners, agents, significantly more. There are more reporters as well. But the most important thing is there's a players association and all that, and there is transparency required. You have to disclose that stuff in the NFL. You can't just like have it as a secret what the salaries are. In the WWE, AEW, and the like, there's nothing that keeps you from doing that or nothing that encourages you to do that. Are you still good with the WrestleTalk crew? Yeah, I'm filming with them on Monday and might be doing another project with them, actually. So yeah, I'm good with them. I really like those guys. I love going to visit them when I'm in London. They're wonderful to me and a major, major reason why we have even a fraction of the audience in the UK that we do. So always thankful to them for what they've done for us and always happy to work with them. Also did some work for their magazine in the past. Why do you think we've not seen the versions of Bullet Club face each other yet at Forbidden Door? You know what? I asked Tama Tonga that one time and he's like, yeah, I don't know. Maybe they're saving that for something else. But I think a lot of it is, I think in general, and this is a hunch, I think they want some question marks over would this group get along with this group, et cetera, et cetera. I do think that over the last year and a half, especially the offshoot groups like doing the House of Torture and doing the ones in Australia, I think it has, I mean, you effectively have it in WWE too, because Switchblade had said, yeah, they're a part of the group in the club, OC, Good Brothers, whatever the hell you want to call it. Bullet Club Gold. ABC is great. I think Bullet Club Gold and ABC make a lot of sense. You know, Rogue Army, nobody pays attention to that. House of Torture, nobody seems to like. You got the War Dogs in Japan as well. It's just, it's to the point to where a lot of people are like, is this Bullet Club anymore? And, you know, maybe they'll pare it back down, but it's been like 11 years, right? Like, they've had their run. BBQ Dad mentions that I wish that there were more enhancement matches to get WWE talent over. Have I asked why? Yeah, I did ask why there hasn't been. And they just said they've got a lot of talent and they can highlight them and they'd rather have competitive matches on Raw. But I think sometimes you just got to have somebody show their cool moves. I think that's important sometimes. Any word on WWE bringing back old tournaments like Mae Young and Cruiserweight Classic? No, but they were about to bring back King of the Ring last year. I've not heard anything about Mae Young or Cruiserweight Classic. I have not heard anything about that. Any word on whether CJ Miro splitting is a work or not? I know in the past she had been interested in doing like workish stuff with that, but I don't want to speculate beyond that because, you know, they're people I get along with and that's their personal lives. And, you know, outside of the split being announced, it is not my business. And I just want to reiterate that, not my business. David says, if cable ratings are determined by key demo, why do most people give total viewer segment breakdown? Shouldn't key demo be what is considered successful? I mean, it's a lot more intricate than that because there are various numbers. There's key demos, which is what a lot of advertisers look at, depending on what you're advertising and who your target audience is. The total viewers is a pretty baseline number of viewers. It's like saying people should be disregarded because they're young or old or whatever. It depends on what you're looking at in those numbers. Personally, I don't really give a shit about viewership or anything like that, or attendance numbers, unless they're good, or they're so bad that it might, you know, deem the end of a company, then obviously they're important. We report them because the audience wants to. Otherwise, I don't really care that much. Like, if it wasn't something that the audience wanted, I mean, I'm not the one who reports on them anyway. Occasionally, I'll talk about them, but I mean, if you have a wrestling show with 1,000 people and it looks good and the crowd is hot, I don't care. If WWE went and ran the Manhattan Center next week, I'd be like, hell yeah, cool environment, hot crowd, etc. If they did 20,000, well, I'd be pretty excited about that because that means that they sold a lot of tickets. But as far as the like, oh, well, AEW is doing this and they're only getting 3,000, I don't give a shit. I wish they would light the building better, wish the crowd would be hot, wish they would have different looking venues and more intimate things. I've mentioned this story on the Fightful Select Discord. In 2018, 2019, myself and John Alba used to make fun of when people would send us these tweets and they'd be like, oh, look, WWE tarped off these whole sections. It's like, well, guess what also happened in 2019? When their viewership was down significantly, I mean gigantically, over the last few years. Ratings were in the toilet compared to where they were before. Attendance was not looking good, and they got massive, massive TV rights increases. You are high out of your mind if you don't think that AEW is going to get significant rights fee increases for doing relatively the same numbers that they have done for the last 4 or 5 years. They had a big bump 1 year, but yeah. Who will Mercedes feud with first? Sky Blue and Julia Hart, along with Willow. And there's, at least that's what it looks like to me. I think they'll go towards Willow. Any update on Megan Bain and AEW? Not really. I thought she would come over, but that hasn't happened yet. I know that the Rossi stuff led people to be in AEW to be like, well, is she even going to come over now? Because they felt like maybe she was loyal to him, but that's a wait and see. Were there any tentative plans to bring back MJF earlier than later on because of the recent appearance cancellations? So that was interesting because those appearances seemed a little early for me as well. Considering the nature of his injuries, 2 months to heal up didn't seem to jive with me. However, those appearances I'm pretty sure were set before the departure and all that. I'm going to ask about it, but yeah. Tyrell says, any word on a TK and Sting? Have had any discussions about Sting staying with the company in some capacity? I haven't heard of any yet, but Sting was open to it as well. After Will Ospreay's promo on Wednesday's Dynamite and the speculation from Dave Meltzer about why WWE did not try harder to sign him, have you heard anything from your WWE sources about their thoughts on Will Ospreay? I heard there was an offer made. I had heard the amount at one point. I'd have to go back and find it, but I'm not sure as to what WWE thinks of him or thought of him before. I did speak with one official in WWE that were like, well, yeah, he would have been great here, but he probably would have needed to move to the States as well. Any idea if TNA is currently eyeing more talent to sign? Man, things are in flux there. There are some even more changes. And I'm not saying from an administrative standpoint, it's just an adjustment to the way that they do business. Any update on Cole and how the ankle is healing? I heard that he was out of the boot, and they were, you know, there were some concerns over whether or not it would stop swelling and all that, but that was like a month ago or something. Hey, Sean, can I expect to see you in Philadelphia, or will you be mostly in the press box? Well, you can expect to see me in Philadelphia if you're there Thursday, Friday, or maybe early Saturday. So what I currently plan to do is to fly in Wednesday. I'm doing a Monster Factory thing Thursday, Wally Mania Thursday night, WWE Media Friday morning, WrestleCon Friday afternoon, and then I'm flying home Saturday. And a lot of you might go, why the hell are you flying home Saturday? Because, first off, we've got so many people from Fightful at WrestleMania that I got to do the post show. That's how few people we have. Like, Alex will have his own and all that, but I've got to do the post show. And completely separate of that, I don't want to spend a week away from my family, from my wife, my grandmother as well. So I'm coming back, spending some time with them as well. Not going to be at the, unless somehow I miss my flight, then I'll end up staying. But I'll be flying back Saturday. I've never been to a WrestleMania yet. Welshman says, with all the debuts and signings, do you think they will inevitably be announced for a streaming service for AEW? Yeah, I think they'll end up on Max down the line. I think they'll get an all-encompassing deal with Warner Brothers Discovery, and they'll end up doing that. I mean, I can tell you this. I have heard nothing but good things about AEW from Warner Brothers Discovery, and they have been in talks for a very, very long time. It's been like an ongoing dialogue, from what I understand, for a long-ass time about this. Jack says, CEO branding for Mercedes seems like a leveled-up way of calling her the boss, but does Mercedes' arrival in AEW lead to any increased prominence, booking, or more matches for women? Yes, I would say that it does. The last that I had heard was that basically the way that I was told about a month ago was there will basically be the Mercedes segment as well as a women's segment. Now, that remains to be seen if it's actually going to take place, if it's actually going to happen like that. But that's what I was led to believe. How come Mercedes' AEW theme isn't Monet? Could they not get clearance in time, or did TK want a different theme? Well, there's a lot that goes into that. I mean, I can tell you what my hunch is, and if it gets confirmed, I'll run a story about it. The Monet theme is basically a rip of Criss Cross Jump. So I guess I hadn't paid that much attention to it, or I hadn't listened to Criss Cross Jump in so long. But in addition to that, you probably, I mean, it's so close, man. Like, a lot of those Jimmy Hart themes in the 90s would not fly today because they were so close to the actual song. And Criss Cross Jump itself samples multiple other songs. So not as easy to be cleared. Are Ace and Bay being phased out of Bullet Club? They've stopped doing the hand signal in this week's Impact, and the only representation was Ace's ring jacket. I'll follow up on that, but as I mentioned, I mean, I think they're two of the better members of Bullet Club, but I mean, they're also under a TNA contract for quite some time. I think they've done well with the Bullet Club name, emblem, all that stuff, but I think that they don't need it. I think that they are good enough. I know they're good enough without it. Non-wrestling fan, if you're the Bears, Caleb or Justin? Okay. So the Bears won 7 games last year while they were a bit of a mess. I think that Fields is going to get better. And man, Caleb Williams seems to have a huge ego that Justin Fields does not seem to have. He doesn't seem to have those issues. However, Caleb Williams has the talent to back up that. Will he be an okay guy to deal with in that sense? Well, I think that's the determining factor, because you could probably trade him somewhere else. Like, I mean, the Commanders, the Patriots, they both probably want their QB of the future, and that's number 2 and 3. RCS says, any update on how things have been going backstage in TNA since Scott left? I mean, there were people that were very unhappy about Scott D'Amore leaving. And that is, you know, a product of many things. They trusted Scott. They felt that he was, you know, solid for them. And he went to bat for a lot of them, too, and helped get a lot of them there. But it's returned a little bit more to normal. They did that speech in which they sort of said, hey, you know what, this sucks, but we got to move on. It was so weird. It was like a eulogy, but things are, they're okay. Any truth to the insane rumor that Mercedes is getting $10 million a year? No, absolutely nothing. No truth to that. Are there any creative plans for Alba and Isla on SmackDown? Well, there haven't been the last few months. Is Lesnar seriously being considered for a return? I have heard nothing about that. Nothing. As suspected, Mercedes is most likely going to be the highest paid female wrestler. Do you think WWE will make Becky the new highest paid female wrestler when a contract comes due later this year? Yeah, I do. I think they better. I think they'd better. She definitely deserves it. Not to say Mercedes doesn't deserve to be, but that's just the nature of how a lot of this stuff works, especially if you watch NFL free agency. One guy becomes the highest paid, then the next guy becomes the highest paid. Any plans or rumors of LA Knight getting a title run? Nope, not that I have heard. Not that I have heard at all. Any word on if AEW has reached out to Scott D'Amore? I haven't heard that. I heard that some people in WWE wished him well, but I don't know if they sort of reached out to him in that capacity. Is there any talk of making changes to leadership, or are they waiting until the lawsuit is complete? I think they will adjust that as they deem it necessary. Where's Riddick Moss these days? He's doing his travel vlog with Tennille, his wife, and he just did an interview with Chris Van Vliet. He has not wrestled since he's left WWE, which, you know, I know that Tennille said that she can't imagine a situation where she doesn't wrestle. But we have not seen Riddick Moss wrestle at all since his injury. And he was always, or not since his injury, since his release. And he was always a WWE guy. And you see that a lot where people have only been in the WWE system and then they don't wrestle outside of it. Was there ever a plan for the NXT stars that got drafted during the latest draft? Odyssey, Von Wagner, Zion Quinn. If not, why were they mentioned? I wish I had a good answer as for why they were mentioned. I'm going to have more details on the Von Wagner element, but Odyssey Jones had briefly been discussed for the Pride, and that's the Bobby Lashley Street Profits group. We going to get Mercedes, Tessa, since they're technically working with CMLL? I would be shocked. I would be shocked because I don't think AEW wants to do anything. I don't think they want to work with Tessa. They haven't in the past, so I don't think that's going to change. Any reason why AEW show announcements have been coming so late this year? Feels a bit later than previous years. Yeah, they brought in Koshay Erby, and they had to adjust a lot of them. Have you ever watched OSW Review? Any chance for a crossover? So I'm familiar with them, but I'm sure I've caught a couple of their videos in the past. Nothing against them. I don't have a chance to watch a lot of other content. But I mean, I'm always open to appearances elsewhere if it makes sense for us as far as growth. I get asked to do, a lot of shows and a lot of interviews and stuff like that. But I do so many shows on Fightful, there's not a lot really to say. If there's no growth there, then the Fightful department that I run that through might not necessarily be like, yeah, this is where we'd like for you to allot your time as opposed to doing work with us. WrestleTalk's one that has a green light because we know that there is a benefit there, but it'd be hard for me to, see a channel and a group like OSW who objectively has a big, long, consistent following and say, oh, no, I wouldn't do that. Yeah, I'm sure I would. James Melton says, how does Tony expect ratings to not drop after putting Willow and Riho in the main event spot? Listen, I have no issue with them being wrestlers. This is supposed to be the big time. It does not seem like an ROH main event to me. These indie guys main eventing a TBS show is really bad booking. James, those are both fantastic wrestlers. Do I think AEW women's tag titles are more likely with Mercedes on the roster? More likely with her on the roster? Yes. Likely in general? No. I know there were some people that had pushed for it at one point. I think they could have used World Women's Tag Titles a lot more than the ROH Women's TV title. Stephen Bradley says, has there been any backstage reaction from talent or heads at TKO about Nick Khan being named in the lawsuit? I know they're staying loyal to him in that regard. I'm working on getting as much as I can about this. Just because I haven't asked a bunch of people on camera doesn't mean I'm not asking behind the scenes. I'm doing everything that I can there. But there's a lot of people that are very loyal to him. Any truth to the reports that Triple H's offer to Ospreay was low? Lower than AEW's. With his Booker info being false, do you think it's time to take him off TV and replace him with someone like Byron Saxton or Veda Scott? I mean, listen, I think Veda Scott's great and she should be working somewhere. I'm not going to call for anybody to lose their job. SRS, any news why Raw and SmackDown isn't produced like NXT? It's just different sets of teams, different creative, different aspects, just different approaches. I'll be at SmackDown tonight. Is Cody going to be there? He isn't listed on the featured superstars section, but that doesn't mean anything. SRS, I've seen a lot of discourse about how WWE is losing out on free agents and making lowball offers. Think a lot of these people don't know how business works. Companies assign a value to potential employees based on ROI value. WWE could definitely pay whatever they want for talent. They're printing cash right now. They just don't assign them the same value to Mercedes or Will that AEW did. Plus, they have a literal development brand that is creating their next generation of stars. Am I crazy, or do we not only need media literacy, but some business acumen? It's even more than that. It's not even necessarily that. I'm sure they would get a return on investment on any of those talent by paying as much or more than AEW. But AEW outbid them. AEW has a better schedule. AEW has more flexibility financially outside of those deals as well. WWE is a publicly traded company that has to answer to stockholders and maximize profit for their for the responsibility of their shareholders. I've said this a million times, and it's so weird how many dumb fuck bad faith accounts are like, yeah, okay, buddy. Tony Khan owns AEW. If Tony Khan wants to run AEW at a plus $5 profit, at a minus $1 million return, at a plus $100 million return, whatever he deems a success is a success. If he wants to run it at cost, he can do that, and it's his company. He answers to no stockholders. He answers, or actually answers to no public stockholders. He answers to the investors of the company and WBD, and that's it. So he can invest whatever it is that he sees fit. WWE likely could too. Like, I think if WWE offered Okada $5 million, I'm sure there'd be some people in the company going, damn, that's a lot. But you know what? Bet they know what they're doing. Let's see how they deal with this. But AEW runs the way that they run. And you can point to whatever numbers that you want to point to. But ultimately, it is... Is WBD keeping the show on the air? And is Tony Khan, Shad Khan, and whoever else is invested in that company, are they happy? Do they view it as a success? And then they can make their free agent decisions as a result of that. BC says, have you been staying properly hydrated after those well-deserved victory laps on Wednesday? Actually, I am doing quite well in that department. Thank you. Was curious if you could give some insight as to why so many people are leaving New Japan right now. Money. Matthew says, how much did your readers opine about ratings prior to October 2nd, 2019? I mean, quite a bit then as well, because, you know, there were, you know, rumors of, oh, well, ROH, New Japan, what they were doing on TV based on the syndication and all that numbers. But WWE was not good then. They were very bad. And a lot of people were pointing to how bad the viewership was, because it was a dog shit show. Does Saraya still wrestle? If so, why is no one talking about a possible feud between her and Mercedes? She almost ended her career. There's a story there. Yeah, there's plenty of a story there. And yeah, Saraya wrestled last month. I don't know why nobody's talking about it. That could use some buzz. I think that Saraya could stand to have some bangers. I think she needs some bangers. I think that would be important because I think probably the best singles or one-on-one match she's had was against Sheeta last October. There haven't been any that set the world on fire, but she has that one. And let me tell you, her and Mercedes have incredible chemistry in the ring. Incredible chemistry in the ring. Guys, thank you all so much. Check out the Discord. Tell people you like FightfulSelect.com. We're out.